Okay. I was going to do a review night, but I knew this is a lot of people on the missions trip, and I'm not going to have a lot of people. I was expecting more than this. But so instead of open up your Bibles to Psalm 103. If you notice, those of you who have gotten a calendar for April, a challenge has been issued to you guys.
Really?
Extra credit, yeah.
Bye.
You know where it is? Winchell. No, the extra credit. So when you get your calendars, you guys are encouraged to, or challenged to, memorize all of Psalm 103, which is 22 verses. So you guys need to try and do that with me. But just to kind of change my course here, I just want to go over a couple things just for a few minutes here. But let's read it. Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities? Who heals your diseases? Who redeems your life from destruction? Who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies? Who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles? The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. For he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. As a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone. And its place remembers it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those who remember his commandments to do them. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, you his angels, who excel in strength, who do his word, heeding the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you his hosts, who, you ministers of his, who do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works, in all places of his dominions. Bless the Lord, O my soul. All right. So, first of all, let's just pray here real quick. Our gracious Father, we thank you so much. You are kind. You are merciful. You are good to us. And we realize that we are just but mere creatures, mere dust that you have created, that you have breathed life into us. Without you, we do not have life, we do not have breath, and we would be dust again. So we thank you, O God, for giving us life this day. And with our next breath that you have given us, may we glorify your name and may we praise you. For only you are worthy of praise. We ask, Father, for those who are gone on the missions trip, that as they come back tomorrow, that you would bring them back safely. I pray that you did a good work down there through your workers, through your vessels. I pray that they were ministered to as they ministered down there themselves, Lord. I pray that they would come back blessed, encouraged, and realize that it's a blessing to do your work, to spread the gospel. So I pray that with those seeds that were planted, that you would do a good work with those, oh God. We pray tonight that as we just look here to your word, to this verse, to this chapter here, that, Lord, it would do its work in our lives here, Father. And again, we pray for all those who have gone, that you would bring them back safely. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so 22 verses here we have. And I started reading this a couple weeks ago. If you remember, about almost a month ago, I was gone on a pastor's conference. And on the last night there, one guy actually sang Psalm 103. Not all of it, but a lot of what's in here, he sang in a song. And it was really, really good. So I didn't know at the time it was Psalm 103. And so we found it later, found that what he was singing was Psalm 103. And so since then, I've been reading it over and over and over and just meditating upon it and looking and seeing what it's saying. And the Psalm of David, verse 1, he says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name." And so we need to realize that, again, that we have life because he gives us life. Without him giving me my next breath, I fall to the ground and die. But his word says that my next breath is provided by God. And so we need to realize that while we're alive, we wake up in the morning, we go to sleep at night, we go to school, we go do this and that. And the whole time we're breathing, but we have breath because he gives it to us. And so we need to realize that. And so you look at those who curse God and mock him and live lives that are full of sin and full of hate, full of anger, and even cursing God, right? The very God who is giving them breath. And those of us who are Christians and who realize this, do bless the Lord with everything that's within us. Look at that, verse 1. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name." That alone says a lot right there. That in our souls bless the Lord because he's the only one worthy to be blessed, his name alone. "And all that is within me, bless his holy name." You realize that even his name is holy. And so do we, with everything that's within us, do we bless his name? When we wake up in the morning, do we say, "God, thank you for keeping me safe another night. God, thank you for causing me to awake another day and go off and do whatever I need to do. But God, thank you. And everything that I have within me, I bless you, O God. You're the one that causes me to wake up. You're the one that causes me to rise and go to work and go to school and go and do whatever." And so whatever we do, whether I go to work, whether I go to school, whether I go help in a race, whether I play basketball, whether I go to college, whatever I do it to the glory of God because he's the one that gives me life. And so everything that is within me, bless the Lord. Bless his holy name. And so that should be what our life sings. That should be what our life displays. Everything, not mostly, not some, but everything that is within me, bless his holy name. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." Now, what in the world does this mean? Well, as Christians, we have been forgiven of our sins, as we read here in the next few verses. And by the way, I hope you're not looking at my hands. I've got a bunch of black paint on my hands. Hope that's not distracting. "But forget not all his benefits." Okay, well, someone tell me, what are the Lord's benefits to a Christian? And for that matter, even to a non-Christian?
Relationship.
Okay, relationship with him, right? Good.
Forgives us.
What else? Well, those two alone, okay? Think about this. We are born sinners. Romans 3, right? We're born sinners, okay? And so we're born with no hope. We can't save ourselves. We're enslaved to our sins. Who's the one that frees us? God. Is that a benefit? Yes. When you're freed from something, that is a benefit. God has freed us from being enslaved to our sins. Now we're free from our sins and free to worship God and be his child, right? Does that mean we don't sin anymore? Of course not. We're still going to mess up. We're still going to sin. But then what's the benefit of that? That God continues to forgive us of our sins, right? Remember that from 1 John, that God is able and just to forgive you of your sins. Because guess what? I'm going to blow it. You're going to blow it. We're going to mess up. How many times throughout the day do we blow it? We sin, right? Whether it's, you know, we lie to someone, we lie to our parents about who we're hanging out with or what movie we're really going to see, or you cheated on a test at school, or you broke or something at home and you said your little sister did, or whatever. Okay, I'm just thinking of just little sins. But even our thoughts, right? Our thoughts can even be more sinful than the actual acts. You understand that? A lot of times we'll have thoughts in our head. We would never do them physically, but just because they're up here doesn't mean they're not sin. They are. Our thoughts can even have worse sins. So, God forgives us. God forgives us. That is a benefit that we have. And so we need to remember, realize that as believers, as Christians, we have many benefits from God. He's forgiven us. He's called us from darkness into light. He's made us His children. He's the one that saved us. That's number one, that we couldn't save ourselves. The illustration is that if we are born dead, if we're born sinners, how does one get saved? Well, here's the illustration, okay? You think of someone floating in the ocean. They're dead, right? They're dead. They're just floating there, and eventually fish and stuff are going to start gnawing at them and whatever. Can that person save himself? No. Even if you threw the buoy, the life, you know, the circle thing, right? Pretty sure it's called life buoy. Even if you threw that to them, can a dead person reach out and grab it? No, they're dead. We are born spiritually dead. We cannot save ourselves. So what has to happen? God's got to intervene. Because just like the dead person in the ocean, they can't even reach out and grab the life buoy. So too with us. We cannot save ourselves spiritually. God gives us life. God saves us. He goes to the ocean, grabs us out, picks us up, and breathes life into us spiritually. That's what happened. Obviously, it's through the working of the Holy Spirit. The preaching of the Word goes out, and the Holy Spirit does the work, and we're saved. And so we need to realize that God is the one who saved me. For some reason, God picked a scumbag like me and like you and saved me. And He calls me His son and His daughter, and He loves me. And He's forgiven me of all my sins. And He still forgives me, because even for tomorrow I'm going to blow it. And He loves me so much, He's going to forgive me. That doesn't mean that I can just, well, I know that God's going to forgive me, so I'll go ahead and do this. Right? He knows our motives. He knows our hearts. But here's the difference. The true Christian, when a real Christian sins and does something wrong, what happens? They're convicted of it. They're grieved. They feel bad. They know they sin against the holy God. And so they feel bad. They're grieved. They're convicted. And so they confess their sins to God. God, forgive me. How can I do that? I sinned against You, my God. Please forgive me. And He forgives us. That's a benefit. How do we have forgiveness of sins? What has to be shed? Blood. Right? We just celebrated the resurrection last Sunday. Right? We realize that's just a day set aside to celebrate it, but we should celebrate it every single day and realize that God sent to us His only Son. Right now, none of you have kids yet, but let me just explain to you. Okay, so I have a son and a daughter. And so that would be like me, okay, giving my only son to you guys, right? And for you guys to kill for your wrongdoings. And you can't even fathom just what that means. God sending to us His only son. But not only that, this is God Himself becoming man. Right? God is so amazing. Who was here for that video that we watched a few weeks ago? Desiree, you were here. We'll watch part two here maybe next month or something. But just even how big the universe is, how big the sun, how big the earth, and here we are. The picture I'll never forget, right, is of what was it that got sent out on a one-man mission? Was it Voyager? I think it was Voyager, that got sent out from Earth on a one-way mission. Okay, it's never coming back. And so its job was that every time it passed a planet, turn around and take pictures, take a bunch of pictures. And it took one of Earth millions of miles away. And you look, there are these three beams of reflection. There's just these beams coming down. And in one of the beams is a little speck, and that little speck was Earth. And it's really cool. You're like, oh, that just looks like a picture you're throwing away. But there is Earth. Millions and millions and millions of miles away, caught in the sunbeam. And so, caused me to think, okay, that little speck, which is nothing compared to the galaxies. But even on that little tiny speck, look at how so much is going on this Earth. How much is even going on in our own lives. Right? And how big the universe is, and the heavens and the Earth. God loves me. And God loves you. Right? And He sent His Son to die for you. All the things that you have done wrong and will do wrong, God sent His Son to die, to suffer for you and for me. On that little speck of earth. And even me, a little tiny human being. God loves me. I don't deserve that. I deserve death. I deserve punishment. But He saved me. And now I'm His child, I'm His son. And you too, you're His sons and daughters. And He has sent His Son to die for you. That's a benefit. And so when we read here, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. God sent the God-man, Christ Jesus, to this earth to become one of us with the sole purpose of shedding His blood on the cross so that we can have hope, that we can have life. That is the greatest benefit, I would say. And so I encourage you to not forget His benefits. Then verse 3, look at it. Who forgives all your iniquities? Who heals your diseases? Who redeems your life from destruction? Can your friends do that? No. Nope. Can your parents do that? No. Nope. Can your pastor do that? No. Nope. God alone can do that. God alone forgives you of your iniquities. All your iniquities. Who heals you of your diseases? God. Who redeems your life from destruction? I already kind of talked about that, but we're born sinners, we're born dead, we're on our road to destruction, to hell. Who redeems us? Who saves us from that? God. He saves you from darkness and brings you into light. Do not forget these things. Who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies? God. Who satisfies your mouth with good things? Now think about that for a minute. This is something that I think about on a regular basis. When we eat, right, think of all the restaurants that we've been to and had many good meals. How many good meals has your mom or your dad made for you? Probably mostly your moms, or maybe some of you guys have dads who are really good cooks. I mean, I make a mean milkshake. Right? But for me, every time I sit down and eat, I get the privilege of enjoying a meal. Sometimes, what is that, right? But for the most part, right, we get the privilege of sitting down and enjoying food that tastes good. You guys realize it, or are you just throw it down? Like, oh, dude, that was good. Think about it next time. That is a benefit. That we get to sit down somewhere and eat and enjoy different kinds of food. Especially here in America, right? Some of our group right now, they're in Mexico right now. And Elijah's been down there. My kids have been down there. Some of the houses down there, they're just little shacks. No bigger from maybe like this wall to here.
Or that room.
You know, maybe the size of that. Right, Elijah? Some of them are. And they're just thrown together. A piece of plywood, a pallet, whatever. A piece of tin. I mean, they're just little tiny shacks. Their bath, guess what some of their toilets are? Little 5-gallon buckets. And that's it. That's what the toilets are. Some of them. Some of them are really, really poor. And so guess what? They probably eat the same thing every day. You know, whatever that might be. And so, and but the fact is, at least they have some food. Some of them are hungry, right? But think of us spoiled Americans. Actually, like Pastor Tim said Sunday, they're actually Americans too. We're just the United States of America. Okay, so we are so spoiled here. And so you guys need to think about it. But that is a privilege. That is a benefit. That is a blessing that you get to sit down and enjoy different kinds of food, right? And some foods are so good that you like your favorite meal that you love. Desiree, what's one of your favorite meals?
Spaghetti.
Okay, spaghetti. All right, Chelsea. What's one of your favorite meals?
Chicken parmesan.
Chicken parmesan. Okay. Well, tell me what your name again.
Dustin.
I'll forget it again.
I like pizza, but not for long.
What's that?
I said I like pizza, but not for long.
Not for long?
You know what could be on it.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Fair.
Like Mexican food.
Mexican food? Elijah?
Haggis.
What? Haggis?
Should have known Elijah was going to say something. What is that?
It's a Scottish dish.
Okay. Okay, Chris, what's one of your favorite meals?
Grilled cheese.
What?
Chinese.
Oh,
I'm getting hungry now.
Yeah, we're dismissed. For me, I like lobster. You know, that's something I really enjoy, but I don't get to eat it a lot. But spaghetti also. That the family recipe spaghetti. But just, there's so many things we can think of that we enjoy, right? So the next time you're eating, you get to enjoy that food because it tastes good to you, right? Now, sometimes mom makes something, she tries something new,
and it moves.
My move, yeah. Right? Desiree made some colorful, what was it? Like
pudding. Or your cheese.
But it was good.
It was pudding. It was like banana pudding, but it was green because
it was
no, it was other colors too.
It was colorful. Okay, but let's bring that home for a minute, okay? These are blessings that God gives to us. That we can enjoy silly things like food. Right? Not only does He provide that meal, we got to be thankful because with that food it nourishes our bodies and gives us the things that our bodies need to survive. But we need to enjoy them. Right? So that's a blessing. Now, with that said, we ought to be not gluttons. Right? Okay, so that's just kind of the first part here. Right? And I want to end there. Okay? But I want us to remember. And I want you guys to really, really try and memorize this. I'm going to try to. Right? My mind's not that good, but I'm going to attempt to memorize Psalm 103, okay? And so I want you guys to try too, okay? And so it just, if you can, before you go to school or whatever, before you go to work, when you get home, read it every day. That's what I've been doing. I've been reading it every single day. Just when I'm on there turning on the computer, I wait for my emails to come up, you know, I just sit there and read it. Or at night when I'm doing my prayers, I'll read it and just meditate upon it, what it's saying. And there's much here. Okay, so just remember, do you guys bless His name with everything that was within you? Do you realize all the benefits that you have from God? Even those who are not Christian, okay? And I don't know all of you here that well, and I don't know if you have a relationship with the Lord or what, but even, you know, the Bible speaks that the rain comes upon the wicked too. What that means is, remember, like the illustration we used a couple weeks ago, a lot of times they would have to raise their crops to eat, right? And so the rain would come and rain upon the wicked people's crops too. He blesses them too. Those who are not Christians, who Christ is not the Lord of their lives, that they don't have a relationship with Jesus, He gives them blessings too. They are breathing too. They enjoy the same food. They are blessed. There's many people who you would look at them and they're just wicked, vile people, but yet they have a lot of money or a big house. They're blessed by God. but they don't even realize it. To them, they say, I've done this, you know, boasting in themselves, not realizing that their life is dangling, and God holds their life in His hands. And we pray that the Lord would open their eyes, as He has with us, praise be to God. Remember that, that's a message from Jonathan Edwards, powerful sermon, Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God. So we need to realize that all of us are blessed by God. But to those whom He has redeemed and rescued, we realize all the benefits that we do have. Number one, that He has saved me. He has saved me. That He's forgiven me. Right? So let us not forget these things. And again, please, try your best to memorize these. Okay? This is Psalm 103. Okay. Let's just pray one more time. Oh God, we do bless You. But Lord, let that be our life's cry. With everything that is within us, let us bless Your name. Let us sing of Your praises. God, let us not forget all Your benefits. And truly, they are great benefits, for those benefits have given us life and given us hope, given us salvation. They have qualified us to be Your children. What greater benefit is there to be a child of God Almighty, maker of the heavens and the earth? This God who spoke these things into existence, this same God we can call Father. I can't think of a greater benefit than that. That God is my Father. So help me to not forget these things. Help me to not take them for granted. Help me to remember the next time that I enjoy just a good meal. Let me just bless Your name. As I eat a good meal, let me just say, God, You are kind. You are merciful for me to even be sitting here enjoying this meal. What a blessing. Everything that we do, let us bless Your name. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.